They took all that out of your aunt?
They sure did.
Jesus, did she feel any better?
She said she was hungry.
Tumor humor. Guys, gals, and cancer. Men. The sports section.
I see where Petey Whalen died the other day. They say he had a tumor on him the size of a beach ball.
No kidding? That one under his arm? Jesus, it must have grown fast.
It sure did. I can remember the day I first saw it. It was small, like a marble. Then almost overnight, it looked like a golf ball. I couldn't believe it.
That was the day he showed it to me. By the time I saw it, it looked like a slightly enlarged handball, maybe just approaching racquetball size. I spent about an hour with him, and as I was leaving, I glanced at it. The damn thing looked like a tennis ball. I don't mean it had fuzz on it or anything. I just mean it was the size of a tennis ball.
Yeah, that's when he went to the hospital. He said on the way over in the taxi, it went from a baseball to a softball, and then in the waiting room, it reached the size of a small regulation volleyball. Finally, when he got into the examining room, the doctors were so alarmed at its growth, they smashed it with a big frying pan, and it temporarily flattened out into an oval shape.
I remember that. For about an hour, it resembled a football.
Yeah, then it slowly became round again, but it kept on getting bigger. Suddenly, it developed big black spots all over it.
The soccer ball stage.
Yeah, of course, by that time, the situation was hopeless. Pretty soon, the thing was up to the size of a basketball, and before you knew it, it had gone right past medicine ball and was heading for beach ball status. They finally had to move him out of his room and put him in the gymnasium.
Appropriate. How'd he die, anyway?
They tried to operate on him, but as soon as they made an incision, all the air rushed out of him. Death by deflation.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we forgot? Lacrosse and polo.
One of my pet pursuits is keeping track of how the news media describe those things in the news that increase or decrease. I can generally rely on the fact that the same verbs will be used repeatedly in the same situations. One of the first things I noticed is that while certain things skyrocket, other things tend to mushroom. Medical costs skyrocket. The national debt doesn't do that. It mushrooms. And experts warn, if present trends continue, both of these things will eventually go through the roof. But mushrooming is not the only thing the national debt does. It also balloons. There aren't too many things that balloon. The annual budget deficit used to balloon. Then for a while it didn't balloon. Now it balloons again. And by the way, people can balloon as well. I remember reading in the tabloids once that the actress Delta Burke had ballooned to some weight that apparently the publication found unacceptable. So, thus far, we've skyrocketed, mushroomed, and ballooned. But let's not forget snowballing. You know what snowballs? An investigation. What happens is, an inquiry becomes an investigation, and the investigation begins to snowball. And what does it snowball into? Right, a full-blown probe. And if the probe uncovers enough dirt, it could possibly mushroom into a full-blown scandal. Then we have the case of swelled. During the 1990s, job roles swelled. By the way, I've often wondered if those job roles are at all similar to the welfare roles we used to hear so much about. Just between you and me, I've never actually seen welfare roles, but I'm sure that with a little margarine or jelly, they're quite delicious. And it's certainly heartening to see the food stamp program working so effectively. Getting back to our subject here, I've found that one of the best places to keep an eye on these up and down words is Wall Street, financial reporting. For purposes of this activity, I'll use hypothetical examples of economic activity that don't actually reflect recent conditions. I can't keep adjusting this material according to the whims of the economy. And besides, this is about language, not finance. Just to review. We've already skyrocketed, mushroomed, ballooned, snowballed, and swelled. Now, as we enter the world of Wall Street, we add a few simpler verbs, climb, surge, and jump. The stock market climbed today as prices surged on news that housing starts had jumped 10%. Lots of action. Another big thing on Wall Street is soaring.